money.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter, guys. What's up, everybody? This is Big Lance.
And this is Phil. What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight? How you doing, Big Lance?
I'm fucking balling.
Balling. All right. Tonight, we are talking about the brand new... This is 2016? Or was this an older movie? I'm falling on my job.
Oh, yeah. It's 2016. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. Just come out, dude.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It has not even hit theater. I mean, it hadn't even gotten to DVD yet. We just watched it in the movie theaters, dude.
No, I just bought that bitch on Vudu.
No, you did. Oh, yeah, it is. It has hit DVD. I thought you had watched it in theaters.
No, I just watched it like last night or night before last.
Has it really come out to DVD yet?
It's on Vudu. It's on demand. It's on Amazon. You can buy it or rent it on Amazon.
That's right. I didn't watch it in theaters. I fucking bought it from Redbox. I forgot.
This movie's got Steve Lang, who's playing the blind man. And the only other person I really, really know is Dylan Minnity, which is played Alex. He's the kid from that show, Awaken. And he was in a couple other movies. I get him confused with the kid that played Percy Jackson, though. It's not the same guy, but
he's similar.
But anyway, this is your pick. So why don't you give us a rundown of what this movie is suspenseful and it's a thriller.
All right, man.
Give us your thoughts on it.
There's this couple that's fucking or whatever, and one of them's a bad egg, and one of them's a hot chick, and then there's their friend that pretty much is. Their segue into the houses, because his dad works for these security company, and he can get
all the backup keys and all the codes.
Yeah, so he can get in these houses with these fucking bad couple or whatever that likes to steal shit from people, but they don't do it as like a house burglary. I mean, like a kidnap situation.
They break into the house. Well, they go in with the key, so it's not really breaking, it's just entering. They enter in with the key. They cut off the security alarm. They steal everything they want to when the people aren't home. Then they leave. They set the security alarm back. They lock the door, and they throw a brick through the window so that when the cops get there, the house is busted all up, and they just think it's a burglary.
Well, they decide to
They
fuck.
Don't know it's an inside
they
job.
They decide to fuck with the fucking ex-Marine.
Who's up? Get this now, Podcast Land. His daughter died. Got killed by a drunk driver or texting and driving or something. They let her go. So they... And the daughter died. The family was rich and paid the guy not to press charges or whatever. Not to make an issue out of it. So motherfucker's loaded now.
Very beginning of the movie. Starts out with him dragging this girl.
That at the time,
and
you don't know who
this girl is. You're thinking it's one of these bitches that robs the place after you meet these robbers.
I know. I'm like that. They showed
that's
something.
That blonde chick.
Yeah, they
that's
already
that
showed
blonde
that.
Chick, but I didn't really pay attention to her hair color or nothing like that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But anyway, so that's what I'm thinking. They're showing us the middle of the movie or the end of the movie, and he's killing all of them, right, and all this shit. Well. This neighborhood he lives in, nobody lives in this neighborhood.
No, everybody's abandoned except for him.
It's just him. And, I mean, he's blind.
Did we mention he was blind?
He's blind. He's used to his house. He don't want to move. He don't want to change. He's staying there.
And he's got the money to do so.
He's damn sure got the money to do so. All right. Well, and why does he have this money? They never actually mentioned that?
Yeah, I just said it.
Did you?
The girl who her family paid
he got the
him,
money for that. Okay.
Paid him to not make a big deal out of it and press charges.
Okay. All right. Well, they go in this house. Well, first they got to feed a dog a fucking sausage with some pills in it or whatever.
Well, I don't know what they put in it.
It was some kind of sedative.
Yeah.
Knocked the dog out. They go in this house. And
they know the guy's home. He never leaves.
They pretty much go straight on upstairs to knock him out. With well, the some one kind dude does, gas,
yeah, and they take their shoes off. Keep that in mind. Why does that's gas, something you have to mention.
Yeah, they know that they got to be quiet because his know, fucking senses.
But it's important that
his
you
other
know,
four senses are on fucking point.
So they take their shoes off not to be heard, their steps, but it's important that you know that the shoes come off.
Well, he goes in his bedroom, and the TV's on blaring, so...
And it's his daughter. It's like a playing a loop of a video.
Yeah.
When his daughter, before his daughter died.
And what does he do? He makes a little... he makes some kind of noise in the room or something, and the man wakes up, and he looks around, even though he can't see. He just kind of listens around. And, I reckon he just lays on back down. He figures it was just something bullshit. Woke him up. Maybe a mouse. It's an old house. He's got mice. You know what
I mean? It's funny earlier how he said, he's like, look, the lights are off. He must be asleep. And the guy's like, he's blind. Why would the lights be on anyway? Right. That don't mean he's asleep. It's 2 a.m. You know he's asleep.
Yeah.
It's always night for him.
Well, anyway, then he sets off the gas bomb in there.
Yep.
That apparently don't work.
It didn't work for him because he smelled it and held his breath because he's a trained Marine.
Yeah, he's fucking done all the fucking pepper spray and
mustard gas, all that shit. He smelled something funny and then he immediately.
All right, well, he comes out of the room.
And he's like yelling, all right, let's do this shit.
Where y'all at?
Where y'all
at? I know somebody's in my house.
Oh, I'm talking about when the kid comes out, he's like, all right, let's do this shit. They're like, shh. He's like, oh, no, man, he's out. He's out cold.
Well, he knows somebody's in the house now because he knows somebody set something off in his room.
Uh-huh.
He comes out looking for these motherfuckers with a gun, right?
No, he didn't have a gun. He just come out. The kid pulls the gun on him and says, just stay there, man. Just stay there. And the guy slowly walks over. He's like, seriously, man, I'll shoot you.
Fucking takes the gun
and
like
just
a
grabs the gun
badass.
And grabs the dude by the neck.
He's a fucking badass, dude.
He's like, who else is here? It's just me, man. He's like, got him by the throat. It's just me. It's just me. And then what does he do? He makes it look like, okay. And then he goes, whoosh, puts that gun right to his neck. And
blows his fucking head off.
Yep. And I don't know how old girl's keeping quiet and not screaming. So at this point in time, he don't think anybody else is in this house. There's nobody else in this house. He's fixing to get rid of this body. Then all of a sudden he hears something and he goes and he checks. He goes in the closet where she's at and checks his hidden safe where she sees the number he punches in.
Sees his money still there.
And then he closes it back. So she knows where the money is and she knows the fucking code.
So he drags the fucking body off into another room and stuffs him in a little corner.
She then sends a text to the other guy and says he killed Money, which was that guy's
name. Yeah, because he had done left. Because
he put his shoes on. Keep that in mind. He put his shoes back on.
Because he brought a gun. He left because that guy brought a gun.
Yeah.
He found out the guy brought a gun.
Well, because
like,
now it's a felony. Now it's a federal.
He says, you brought a fucking gun? He says, yeah.
You know how much
we're
time?
We're dealing with a fucking Marine, dude. Better safe than sorry.
Armed. Yeah, you don't think I'm going to come armed? Yeah, he's like, you know how much time you get for bringing a gun to a robbery?
Well.
So he comes back in the house to save her. Never takes his shoes off. I know I'm sticking to this shoe thing, but there's a point to it. Never takes his shoes back off. And he goes through the house. He sees the girl. And the guy, they're having to be real quiet because the guy is still, he hears something. It's like when they're walking off, he steps back on that board and goes,
yeah, but
and he turns around and he shoots.
They get the money out of the fucking thing.
She does. She's like, wait a minute, before we leave. Because he's like, let's get out of here. She's like, wait, I know the code. And she takes the money out.
And being loud and making noise.
Beep, I'm surprised beep, he didn't hear any of that shit. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, but he's dealing with his body at this time, right? Mm-hmm. And then he comes back down and... the basement's open or something because they cracked the basement because it had a lock on it, remember?
He shot it.
So they go down in
the
basement.
He shot the lock.
They go down in the basement.
Yeah, thinking because the cellar door was locked from the inside with a bolt.
And who's in the basement?
The girl from the beginning that he was pulling, which is the girl who
he was
ran over his daughter.
The dog ain't come back alive yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we missed all that.
He let the dogs go on him.
Well, the dog comes after him, and he's like, the other guy's like, don't run. Just don't run. He's like, here, take these keys. He hands them to her, and go figure out how to unlock the door. And he's like, nice doggy. Well, when the guy finally comes busting out of the basement, because the guy went down to the basement. They were going to try to go out the front door.
Yeah, yeah.
When the guy comes busting out, he takes off running. The dog runs after him, and she's still sitting there fucking with the keys, and he grabs her by the shoulders and says, come on, we got to go. They run upstairs, and they lock themselves in the little girl's room and push the cabinet over the door, and the dog's trying to break in. The guy's trying to break in. They're trapped. There's bars, everything. They go up into the vent. The girl goes up in there, and when that happens, the guy busts through the door, and he starts shooting at that kid. I don't remember exactly how that happens, but the kid gets away from him. But the girl goes into the vent, and the dog goes into the vent after her.
The boy does. Is that when the boy falls on that fucking window? I don't know, but he falls on that window. Yeah. And he knows he's on that fucking
window.
Not
at first. He's knocked out. When he falls out of a window, lands on a skylight.
But when he starts moving on that window.
Yeah, then he starts trying to slowly
He's looking out of the window where he jumped from.
And he probably would have fucking made that shit, but the guy sticks his head out and just shoots straight down.
And shoots the window, and he falls through, and that's when he goes down there, and they go and get into another tussle.
Well, that's when the dog, I think, comes after him. Maybe that was before that.
Yeah, but anyway, they end up down there in that fucking basement with that girl, man.
Whoa, before you get to there, okay. Hang on. Then we go into his room where he starts beating the living shit out of old boy. I mean, punching him, throwing him against the wall.
Yeah, we forget he's got that fucking shotgun up under his bed.
Well, he went and got that. It wasn't a shotgun, it was a revolver.
Was it a revolver?
Yeah,
six shots. I'm thinking.
And I was counting the shots,
I'm thinking
too.
Of training day, because that fucking shotgun was up under
his bed. But
he just did train today, by the way. Y'all
check
listen.
That out
check
on
that
thesmokingshelter.com. But he takes the garden shears, and I swear, you think he stabbed that boy, and that was it. The boy's dead. I even said, I was sitting there watching
but
on my phone.
But he stabbed that other boy.
I said, the boy's dead. The kid grabbed that body and leaned it over him, and he stabbed that body.
Yeah.
And then he just laid
I
there.
I thought he
and
was
guy,
dead, too.
And the guy left.
I thought he was
and
dead,
And then he
too.
Rolled it, the body off of him.
Yeah, I thought he was dead. I just knew he was.
But so then the dog goes in the vent after the girl, and the girl falls to avoid the dog. And, oh, my God, it sounded like she broke something. She went crawling up out of there. I thought she broke her back or her legs or something. And then she's right there, and she kicks the fucking vent open. Of course, what was she going to do, jump out of three stories? But the dude pulls her down from the bottom vent.
Yeah, I know that was a good part right there.
And
he
starts punching her.
You didn't never expect him to be there, and then he snatches her fucking ass. He's fucking hardcore, man. He don't give a fuck. And then what about when he cuts the lights off on them and they can't see nothing? And
well,
they're just as blind as he is.
That's getting to where you were talking about. Now, they run down into the cellar to get out, to find that cellar panel, you know, that door. Then they find the girl that you were talking about. She was all tied up, and they released her and was going to help her out. They get up there. And there's a fucking lock on, padlock on the door, too. The dude, it looks like he opens the door and he starts climbing down the ladder. He's like, they're like, he's coming, let's go. They finally get it open, open the door up. He's standing right there with his shotgun. Or with his, not shotgun, he's standing there with his revolver. Shoots, pow. Shoots the kid's ear and kills the girl that he had kidnapped. Then he realizes she's dead and he starts crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I mean...
But hold on.
I'm thinking at this point, he replaced his daughter with that girl.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
But then she gets away, and she ends up, and the dog, they let the dog go on her ass, because she turns around and he lets the dog go on her ass, and she runs and jumps in the car.
Oh, well, that's way after.
No,
she
goes
about,
back. She
you're talking about
back.
When she gets away, yeah.
Yeah, she gets away from that whole situation. She still don't know about the girl and what's going on with the girl yet. She comes back. When she comes back, she finds out what's going on.
She don't come back. The guy brings her.
The guy
her.
Fucking snatches her ass.
That's way after
back.
All that, because the girl died and the guy's already dead. Because they were right there at the door. The guy unlocked the door, and he went to open it, and bam, bam, he got shot.
Yeah.
And she just grabbed a bag of money and took off running and got outside. It was daylight. And she said, "You can't do nothing to me out here, old man," or whatever.
And he lets that dog
And that
go.
Dog takes off running. She's like, "Oh, shit." And she runs and jumps in the car. The dog fucking hits the car. That was some crazy shit, too. Because at that point, I'm thinking, she's outside. She's safe.
It reminds me of Cujo, fucking dog.
I love the way she got that dog, though. She had the perfect shit to MacGyver that motherfucker.
Yeah, she fucking put his ass in the trunk.
And then he started busting through that. She got out, shut the door.
And then the man was right there.
I know.
She
picked that money up and went, and the guy was walking up. I was like, "Behind you, bitch." And
that was it. Got her ass. And took her ass back. And then he explained why he had that girl, right?
No, that was all before that. We missed that part.
Okay, well, let's explain why he had the girl.
Okay, because after he punched the girl in the face after he pulled her down into the vent, she woke up all hung up like the other girl.
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm not a rapist." He said, "I never forced myself onto her."
No, but he didn't even, you hadn't even mentioned why he's got this girl.
Well, I'm just going to explain to you. He said,
well, he says, I'm not a rapist after he tells why he's got her.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
She took my fucking daughter. So, it's only fair that she gives me another daughter. So, he had been fucking injecting his sperm into her.
Yeah.
And he shows her by fucking trying to put sperm.
But they don't
into
tell
her.
You that. They make you think that he raped her. I mean, they play it out like he raped her.
Until he pulls the fucking turkey baster out.
But no, he says, "I'd never force myself on her." So now you think, because then he follows that up by saying, "I told her if she gives me a child, I'll let her go."
Right.
But
yeah.
He didn't fuck her. He turkey based her. And he was going to do the same thing with this girl, and then old boy come busting in. And I don't know why he hit him one time, let the girl go, and took off running. I'd have beat that bitch down.
You kill him.
No, don't kill him. Because then there's an investigation. Like he said, our blood's all over the place. Our DNA's here. Don't kill him. Immobilize
just
him.
Leave.
Break his
and
ankles.
Then he'll fucking
break his ankles. Break his knees so he can't move. And then just leave.
Yeah.
He's not going to rat you out because
he's a kidnapper.
Right.
Yep.
So
right,
anyway.
So that's pretty much the plot of it.
Yeah, at the end, she finally, she gets the upper hand and beats the crap out of him and clicks the little thing, the panic button for the cops to come.
Yeah.
She runs out just in the nick of time as the cop pulls up. And the next thing you know, she's at the airport or train station with her little sister, and they're getting ready to haul ass. And she sees this news feed where this poor veteran was attacked and held at gunpoint and robbed by two guys, but he overcome them and killed them. And
rid of the body?
No, he showed the bodies.
No, the body of the girl that he kidnapped.
Yeah, you don't remember? He stuck her in that vat that filled up with like
tar
or oil.
Oh, yeah, under the fucking...
And then he put the towel back over.
Yeah,
he got rid of her body.
So it seems like he's done some shit before, though.
Yeah, but the two people that he killed, he just, when the police got there, he said, "They robbed me, I killed them."
Right.
So he come off like a hero, but they said the victim reported nothing was stolen, even though she left with like over $1 million.
She had all the money, yeah.
Yep. And that's what the guy said. He was like, "Look, let's leave." When they hooked him up and they had him chained up, he was like, "Look, let's just leave. He's not going to tell the cops on us. He's paying." Because he said, "Take the money. You got what you came for. Take it and go." And the guy, he was like, "He's paying us for our silence. He's telling us, take this money and go. Because if we call the law, we're in trouble, but so is he, because he kidnapped this girl." Once he covered up the body and everything, it didn't matter from that point.
Yeah. Really suspenseful movie.
Really good movie, man. I'm glad you talked me into watching this movie. I really am, because I enjoyed the fuck out of this movie.
I'm going to give it an 8, probably, man. I'm going to give it an 8, and it's because it was a really suspenseful movie. I went into it thinking it was going to be a really good movie, and it surpassed my fucking what I thought it was going to be. It was a lot better than I actually expected. They went further with it than I expected it to go. And yeah, I don't know who wrote it, But I could tell it was probably a low-budget movie.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, we will. And because I don't see a whole lot of money spent on this movie. It just don't look like it. But they did a really good job with the writing. And, the dialogue and the acting was on point, you know. So, yeah, 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8?
8.
I just said 8.5.
No, I said 8. I gave the last movie 8.5.
Okay. I think I'm right here with you. I'm going to give it an 8, too. I thought it was suspenseful. It kept me on the edge of my seat. I was constantly wondering what was going to happen next. It's not one of my favorites. I mean, it's not a blockbuster that I'll go back to and watch over and over and over again. But, I mean, it was something like Training Day. It was something that I had no expectations on it. I was told to watch this movie, so I watched it, and I really fucking loved it. So, I mean, it was a good movie. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm right along with you. IMDb gave it a 7.2. Fuck them.
No, that ain't bad.
I'm just playing. Let's do a little budget versus box office on this 2016 new movie, Don't Breathe. What you think this movie spent?
I think it was a
low budget.
I mean, I ain't going to say it's a real low budget movie because it actually made it to box office. And all that, so
go with what you feel, man.
I'm gonna go with 15 mil.
9.9 million.
So I wasn't far off, brother.
Well,
I mean, that's a low budget film for
you're right.
15 mil is kind of low budget for as big as this movie probably done.
All right, well, let's get into that. What did this movie gross?
70 million.
Woo, a little high on that one, 26.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked that up. 26 was opening weekend.
Wow, I bet it did real good then.
89.
Wow.
Grossed 89 million.
Wow, I was really close with mine. I bet I would have been really close to. I bet I would have been really good with my. Opening weekend, if you wouldn't have fucked that all up.
I know, I fucked that one all up, didn't I?
What did I say, 70?
Huh?
I said 70 mil, right?
Yeah, I think you said 70 mil.
So I went far off. I know my shit, dude.
I don't think we can play the game with this movie.
No, probably not.
I mean, I'd have to go with Dylan Minnette, the kid who played Alex, so you go first.
I don't know, Annie. I didn't know the kid. I know that he's played in some movies, but I can't think of nothing.
The only thing I can think of is the TV show Awaken. He was the son.
Okay.
And the movie Alexander's Horrible Worst Motherfucking Day Ever or some shit. See, and I don't even know the name all the way through. I've never watched the movie, but I remember Logan watching it. And I remember him telling me, oh, that's the kid from that movie. So, I don't know anyone else. I mean, the main guy, the blind guy, he's been in a lot of shit, but I can't think of anything.
Right. I mean, that's fine.
All
right,
so we're going to null this game and just
yeah.
No one wins this one. Or we tied for a winner.
Any last words on this movie?
Our one word?
One word.
Silence.
Suspenseful.
Sweet. Hey guys, if you like the show, check us out at thesmokyshelter.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. We're all over the place. Pocket Cast, iTunes, Podomatic. Check out our Patreon campaign. I mean, we're trying to raise some money so that we can continue doing this for free and maybe even upgrade our shit and bandwidth and everything so we can give you more. Spread the word, man. Spread the word. Any last words, Big Lance?
Don't breathe.
Unless you're spreading the word. Later.
Why so serious?
Oh, silly.
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. sleep.